day 5 of the Releasing and Letting Go Mind Camp. Congratulations for getting this far, like really wow. I hope you're really getting stuff out of this and I enjoy hearing and reading all about your successes. Now, tomorrow, actually, I've got a concept that is just going to key all of these things together in an amazing way. And then day 7, another little strategy that you can use to create more success. But right now, I want to talk again about making a simple and quick change to your thinking that can allow you to let go, release, and get clarity of mind and just align with who you really want to be and have more of the success you want to in life. So, yesterday, we were looking at the double disassociation technique. Today, we're going to also look at the way that we create mental imagery and make a very fast change to it. Because sometimes we conjure to mind thoughts, worst case scenarios, unpleasant future visions, experiences that happened in the past that might have consequences in the future that we worry ourselves with this visual mental imagery. And if somebody came around your house with some terrible visual mental imagery, a painting that was awful, or they came in and worse, painted a terrible painting on your walls in your living room, would you leave that terrible painting there? No, of course not. Yet we have terrible thoughts in our mind of ourselves, negative self-images, visions in our mind of how things will go in the wrong way and they'll all go wrong. These are the wrong thoughts to have to move forward. These are the blocks and the limits. And if it's safe and appropriate to do so, you can take a deep breath in, close your eyes, and allow something to come to mind that doesn't support you. A visual thought, a representation, and as you imagine seeing an unpleasant future scenario, make it go bright white in an instant, bright white, and open your eyes. And then close them again straight away and try and bring that image back to mind and make it go bright white and open your eyes. 3 times, close your eyes again, try and imagine that thing, make it go bright white and open your eyes. Programming a direction for your unconscious mind to think no more about these things that held you back. Now, you may resonate with different techniques more and more. The spinning technique might have been something that really resonated and worked for you. The double disassociation from yesterday, the quietening the internal dialogue. All these different techniques work differently, whiting out an unpleasant image that you think of. Bright, white, gone. Sometimes you may have an unpleasant image and a critical internal dialogue that all create a terrible feeling. And when you, bright, white, spin away the feeling in the opposite direction, change the internal dialogue off into the distance, all of them at the same time, wow, you get to have a new thought. A wonderful thought about what it is you do want. Because releasing and letting go of what, is it stopping you from achieving? It's holding you back from what? Focusing the mind into the future, now, as you relax into the releasing and letting go power nap today, with your mind primed for change on day 5, get ready to relax even deeper maybe this time into the power nap and make more and more profound changes, and I enjoy listening to them and hearing about them as you send them in to me. So this is John Vincent. Tomorrow we got a cool idea and wrapping it all up on the next day with an incredible way of getting more of what you want in the future. So take a deep breath, get yourself ready and relax into the power nap. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.